Yo, peeps, my boomers in the hood. Yes, it's me, homie G, back again to badger you with another boo, although this one will be brief, I can promise you that. I'm actually here once more because, well, folks, I have a confession to make. Proper boo universal etiquette forces me to admit that in my previous boo, I actually gasp, cry, moan, sob, made a mistake. Imagine that. Yes, I know, you're all keeling over from shock now. So, I used to be a freelance journalist lo these many, many moons ago. But, despite all the time that's passed in the intervening years, I am still perfectly well aware that any journalist worth his or her salt, freelance or otherwise, generally checks his or her sources before going off on some ridiculous tangent, like the one in my previous boo. But any good journalist is generally also willing to admit when he or she is wrong, so I'm here to do just that. Now, for some reason I cannot explain, I got the notion in my silly little head to say in my previous boo that the bot named Floyd was an allusion to a mind forever voyaging. Wrong. I know and have known for years that Floyd is actually from an Infocom game called Planetfall. So what possessed me to say a mind forever voyaging, I will never know. All I can say in my own defense is that I was learning and testing some code that I plan to implement in this piece of artificial intelligence that I want to write, which of course I know would never pass a Turing test, but which I think still might be kind of fun to try. So, my head was probably busy processing at print and at switch statements and trying to get quotes and parentheses and semicolons in the right place, which, believe me, folks, is not as easy as it sounds. Not if you're generally a grammarian as opposed to a coder, anyway. Although, I am turning into Code Monkey. Anyhow, good journalistic etiquette also demands that I admit my mistake, because I would never want to mislead someone and give any of you erroneous information. So, all humor and silliness aside, I was wrong. It was Planetfall.